بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والجماعة شهد الله سبحانه وتعالى. We have recited until the end of the 24th juz of the Holy Quran. In this juz, Allah mentioned, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ. What do you think of that person who has taken his desires as his Lord? He has given preference to his desires over everything else. Everybody else is given preference to his desires over Allah Rabbul Izzat himself. Whatever a person wants, he does. How many people are trying to live that type of life nowadays? How many people are actually trying to live that type of life? Whatever I want to do, I will do it. Whatever my heart desires to do, I will do it. So Allah says, what do you think of that person who has taken his desires as his Lord? وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. And Allah misled him, despite him having knowledge of what is right and wrong. Despite him having knowledge of what is right and wrong. And what happens when a person does this, start doing it, and he does it a lot and a lot? Allah says, وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ. We put a stamp on his heart and on his hearing. We cover it up. Now you tell him something, he won't even listen. وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً. وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً. And Allah says, we put a cover in front of his eyes. He can't even see what is right. Allah says, when this condition prevails upon a person, فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Who is there who is going to guide him after Allah Rabbul Izzat didn't give him guidance? After Allah took the guidance away, who will guide that type of a person? أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Don't you take heed? Don't you take note? وَقَالُوا. People say, مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا. There's nothing more than life, than the amount of life that we are living in this world. نَمُوتُ. We will die someday. وَنَحْيَا. We came to life in the first place. وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهَرُ. It is only time that is going to kill us. I love till I'm old, then I'll die. I have to die. Every other old person also died. So that's life. That's the way it goes. Actual death happening have no effect on the heart of the man. Allah says, وَمَا لَهُمْ بِذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. They don't know what is happening after death. They have no knowledge of it. In whom illa yadhunnun, that is just their own minds that is telling him that. Reality is nothing close to what he is thinking. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ. If you recite upon them our clear verses, مَا كَانَ حُجَّتَهُمْ. They have no other proof illa أَنْ قَالُوا, excepting that they say, أُعْدُوا بِآبَائِنَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Bring our forefathers back from the dead, if you are truthful, if you can do it. That's all that they say. قُلْ سَيَوْ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. اللَّهُ يُحْيِيكُمْ. Allah is the one who brought you to life. ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. Then Allah is the one that is going to give you death. ثُمَّ يَجْمَعُكُمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Then Allah is going to gather you on the day of Qiyamah, towards the day of Qiyamah. Such a day la rayba fee, that has no doubt in it. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But majority of mankind don't know about it. Respected elders and friends, the few ahadith that we heard over the past few days with regards to death and what happens before it, why, during it, after it, all the things that happen to the soul, how many people are there walking on the face of the earth that know absolutely nothing about it? Huh? Isn't it? وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ownership, the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ. And on the day when Qiyamah will come, when Qiyamah will be brought forward, يَوْمَئِذِي يَخْسَرُ الْمُبْطِلُونَ. Those who used to create difficulty and problems, and who used to do those type of things, batil things, wrong things, that is the day which they will face disgrace. وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةٍ. You're going to see each and every group gathered together. You will see them gathered together. كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ تُدْعَى إِلَىٰ كِتَابِهَا. Every group of people will be calling towards its own book. أَلْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah says, today you are going to get in return that which you have worked for. Remember yesterday we mentioned that the book will be placed. Right? Now when we make a reference to that, you're going to have to be sharp. If you're sleeping, then you must appoint. Right? Yesterday we mentioned the book will be placed. Today Allah mentioned in the surah, هذا كتابنا. This is our book. ينطق عليكم بالحق. It is going to speak the truth about you. Remember, it is mentioned that two angels, right? People call them Kiraman Katibin. That is not their name. The meaning of Kiraman is there are two noble, both of them are noble, Katibin, both of them are writing. That's not their name. I'll tell you one day what I did tell you before already. When I remind you, you won't remember. So they are busy writing everything. Everything that is going to be present of yours will be present in front of Allah Rabbul Izzah. Right. Like how you have the accountant. He can bring up the company's whole information for the year. They do few clicks on the program and there everything come out. So Allah Rabbul Izzah will have everything of. Think about it in your own capacity. Don't think of somebody else. With your own mind, your own actions, your own life. That what you did an hour ago, what you're doing now, what you will do in another hour, what you did yesterday, every last second of your day will be recorded there in front of Allah. Respected elders and friends, in those seconds, in those minutes, if there are such things which we will be ashamed of, then now is the time to fix it up in front of Allah. Now is the time when you lift your hand and you say, Allah, I made such and such and such a mistake. Wallah, forgive me for it, I won't do it again in my life. That tawbah will also be recorded in the book. And it is mentioned to a point where Allah Rabbul Izzat forgives a person to such an extent that even the malaika are made to forget about the sin of the person. That is if the tawbah is sincere. Even the malaika are made to forget about it. So respected elders and friends, let us see that in this last portion of the month of Ramadan, let us make use of our time, let us try and use it to the best of our abilities and capacities, inshallah. But the main thing, the most important thing is two things. One is ask Allah Rabbul Izzat for forgiveness in abundance, and the other is ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the fire of Jahannam. Those are the two most important things that we can do now during these nights. Allah give us tawfiq. ثم غد عن أداء فرض شهر رمضان هذه السنة بإذن الله تعالى.